This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. The charity Save the Children says the peace talks in Yemen this month are the last chance to prevent the nation's dire humanitarian crisis from continuing its slide towards a famine. The charity's warning comes on the heels of a recent UN report that said nearly half of Yemen's provinces are on the verge of famine and 82% of the population has a desperate need of humanitarian assistance to get by. Grant Pritchard is Director of Advocacy and Communications for the charity and is currently in Yemen. He talked to me about what he called this nation's forgotten crisis.
Well, the overall humanitarian situation, particularly for children in Yemen, continues to deteriorate by the day in what remains the Middle East's poorest country. As a direct result of 12 months of conflict, over 2,000 children have been killed or seriously wounded. Public buildings such as schools, hospitals and homes have been damaged and all destroyed by those Saudi-led coalition airstrikes, as well as the fighting that continues to rage on the ground, which has so far forced nearly 2.5 million people to flee their homes inside Yemen, including an estimated 1 million children.
Do the people in Yemen feel that they've been largely forgotten by the outside world?
Sadly, yes, I do think so. Frankly, Yemen has been forgotten. And given it is one of the largest humanitarian crises in the world at the moment, with over 21 million people, including 10 million children, in need of some kind of humanitarian assistance, I think the world needs to sort of sit up a little bit and start noticing and start talking about Yemen a lot more.
Some aid agencies are warning that there could be a total collapse of the infrastructure in Yemen that provides health, water, food and all the other essentials. Do you share their concern?
Absolutely. I mean, we have peace talks coming up, but with 6 children being killed or injured in Yemen every day, we obviously welcome the news that long overdue peace talks will resume on the 18th of April alongside a temporary ceasefire. But, I mean, Yemen remains a children's emergency. As I said earlier, there's 10 million children in Yemen currently that need help. Every day, children are going hungry, they're going thirsty, are forced from their homes or out of school, and face the risk of abuse, injury and death. And that 10 million figure includes nearly 8 million children who are going hungry on a daily basis, i.e. they don't have enough to eat. So, say the children, we hope that these talks will result in a permanent ceasefire and a roadmap to a sort of future inclusive peace agreement that not only puts Yemen back on the right path, I suppose, but upholds the rights of all Yemen's people, including those of children.
How badly has the country been pushed back by this conflict?
Well, I think the UN agencies estimated last week that they'd been pushed back by a decade. There was a humanitarian crisis going on, and there was a very large humanitarian crisis even before the recent escalation in the violence 12 months ago. It's going to take several years to put Yemen back on a path to peace, but also economic prosperity. And some estimates suggest that the GDP for Yemen has shrunk by 30% and inflation has risen by 33% over the past 12 months. And because the economy has shrunk so much, people are losing their livelihoods and millions have. And because of other issues around, for example, the de facto blockade that still essentially remains in place on Yemen's ports, there are scarcities, and there's scarcities of food, there's scarcities of fuel, there's scarcities of medical supplies. And because there's scarcities, prices of what little remains in the market have gone up significantly and pushed it out of the reach of many poorer families. Or when I say many, I mean millions of poorer families. It's an ongoing crisis. It's deteriorating by the day. And what Yemen needs now is peace.
If it didn't get peace, do you believe that it could tip over into famine, given that already almost half of the nation's provinces are apparently just one step away from famine?
Indeed. I mean, as I said just before, I mean, there is a desperate need for peace to try and get Yemen back onto a road to recovery. If there isn't peace, I do believe this is one of the last chance for Yemen in terms of the humanitarian situation. If we don't find a peaceful solution to this conflict now, then yes, the humanitarian will deteriorate and we could be facing things of the nature of a future famine in the country.
I was speaking there to Grant Pritchard, Director of Advocacy and Communications for the charity Save the Children.